10 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting to order, and I'd ask that everybody join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, everybody. It is at this time I would offer to the public the opportunity to speak to us on any matters of concern, knowing that the board will not be responsive. Seeing nobody coming forward, I would ask that we consider the minutes from the May 26th special meeting and the May 30th minutes.
I looked them over, and I would move that we accept both as is.
All right. Olson.
Aye.
Chitty. Aye. Personnel actions. Anything there of concern or note?
None. I move that we accept the personnel actions as presented.
Olson.
Aye.
Chitty. Aye. Consent agenda. Anything you want to pull out and ask about, talk about?
There is. I'm trying right now to pull up my notes here.
Right.
So if everybody will bear with me a moment here. The computer doesn't want to recognize my flash drive. We'll try the other side here. There it goes, comes up.
So.
Okay. So what I'd like to just pull for, just quickly to make note on, first of all, to pull the ACS contract, that's IT.
And what number is that?
Yeah, you would ask that, wouldn't you? Boy, okay, all right. Come on, launch, all right. So it would be... poll number 6 and poll number 9, which is the provider agreement with Storytime Child Care. Okay?
Fine.
I'd like to make note that on number 6, which is the ACS contract, we have two documents listed there, and actually they're duplicates of each other, or one is duplicate of the other. All right? So... I just would like to make a motion on this one that we go ahead and approve, noting that we will only pay that bill once, not twice.
So noted. Do you want to do, we can build this in two different directions. We can do this individually mm-hmm. and do that on an approval basis, make a motion.
Okay. I move that we approve the contract between Associated Computer Systems Limited and IT for software maintenance in the amount of $4,586.40, and we approve just that amount and note that there's a duplicate there. We're not going to pay the duplicate.
Second that.
Okay.
Olson.
Aye.
Chitty. Aye. Number 6 passes.
Number 9, I'd like to pull and hold for a week, and the reason is the contract is not attached. So we're being asked to approve a contract. It's a boilerplate, but I'd like to actually make sure that we have the contract that we're approving for viewing.
I agree.
Okay.
Could you make a motion?
Okay. I move that we pull number 9, which is consideration of the fiscal year 18 provider and program participation agreement with Storytime Child Care effective fiscal year 18 until we just pull, period, Chris. Let's leave it there. That's all we need to do at this point.
That's your motion?
Yes.
I second that. Olson?
Aye.
Chitty? Aye. We will bring number 9 back to us with a contract detailing what we'd like to see here for next week's meeting.
Okay.
Okay, that leaves the rest of the consent agenda.
I move that we approve the consent agenda with those items, except for those items that we've already dealt with above. Period.
I second that. Olson.
Aye.
Chitty. Aye. That would take us into, geez, we're already done. Virtually. I guess we can go to the public forum. Once again, we have guests here. We offer you that at this time, if you would like to speak to the board, please approach us over there and identify yourself, if you're so inclined.
Okay.
Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
The mic's right there, and I just ask you to speak into it. And first, tell us who you are and where you live.
I
We will be doing that at the 2 o'clock Board of Health meeting. We would welcome you. Your presence would be appreciated.
All right, thank you.
So, all right. Yeah. Thank you.
It's confusing on days when there are multiple meetings.
Well, yes. Yeah,
sure, okay.
No, two. And, yeah. So, if you have the time, your presence, as I said earlier, would be welcome. And I'd like to think it's important enough that you would make the effort.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
All right. And yes, and just so for clarity, we will have this meeting here, that meeting here. Okay, thank you. Well, nobody, and last chance for anybody else that'd like to speak to us. Hearing none, liaison assignments, committee meetings, and updates.
Yes.
Lars.
I have a few. Last week, Marty and I met with the Story County Medical Center Board of Directors and some of the staff. And out of that meeting, I guess I got that they've got some priorities they see coming down the road. One has to do with emergency medical services, equipment, certainly. They're looking at trying to get a new ambulance, and that will be expensive, $250,000. So they just wanted to share also some concern they have based on a recent article in the newspaper that looks like Boone, the city of Boone, is taking over ambulance services, wants to take it from Boone Hospital, County Hospital. And that is of concern, and they'll be noting that. They also wanted to note they had a new medical provider coming up into Zeering, and so just we appreciated them sharing with that. She's a native of McCallsburg, so
she knows the area.
She does know the area, yes, and graduated Roland High School. And then we went and toured the long-term care facility, which is the old hospital and
has
been a clinic, North Campus. And just they have part of that, about half of it, vacant right now and looking for uses for it. And we may be coming back with discussion along that, possibly something maybe the county can do. But certainly spread the word is what they asked.
What they gave us a number, which it escapes me right now, that they carry that at substantial expense to themselves just to have a dormant portion of the hospital.
Yeah.
And they are looking to have it repurposed in a way that would serve in the county, so they are welcoming ideas, and I think Laura, I certainly have stepped up to one, and I think Laura's is working to step up with one, so quite possibly as that facility transitions to whatever it may come, that there might be a different look to that building. We don't know just yet.
And then Monday morning, I rode around with one of the dump truck drivers for the gravel, or sorry, road. I was rock. There is a difference between rock and gravel. That was lesson number one that I picked up. And I took a ride around to some of the other facilities, went to look at a couple of road projects. And I want to thank both Don Tice, who drove the dump truck, and David Farr, who went ahead and took me on the tour. I continue to be amazed at how much work we get done within our budget, even though it looks like a huge budget. When you look at the costs and you look at how labor-intensive all of this is. So thank you very much to that. Coming up this week, the next website refresh meeting is tomorrow, Wednesday, at morning at 10 o'clock here in the public meeting room. And we're going to have a presentation from Civic Plus, who's our vendor right now, and they're going to show us we are two platforms behind. So this webinar is going to show us what actually is in the new platform so we can go ahead and take a look at our choices about staying with a vendor. And also we're going to start talking about reach out to the public. So if anybody who listens to this audio later wants to give input about how they use the website and how we can make it better when we do the refresh, that'd be appreciated. So let's see. Next Monday, the June 12th, is the quadrant, the Northeast Quadrant meeting. That's 10 o'clock up in Zeering at Dakin Community Center. And I think those are the highlights here. So I'm done.
As noted by the folks that joined us this morning, we have a Board of Health meeting that likely will have some interest to the community in the sense we have a trailer park that has had issues with the county for a longstanding time. Just came out of a city school rec meeting here in the Nevada that I think that the city of Nevada has the opportunity to put some new facilities online in a very short period of time, that there's a lot of details that aren't firmed up yet, but my suspicion is by 2019, at probably the latest, you will see some substantial additions to the Nevada community. Stay tuned. We had a full day on Friday of cemetery training. Now I know how to put up, you know, it was one of those things that I had no expectations of being the old funeral director in the conversation, been in a ton of cemeteries, but then you go out there and you see some quiet corners where time has not been a friend to some of the monuments, and now we were given the opportunity to learn how to address some of those issues in a way that would give a family visiting some comfort in the fact that they don't look they have a monument that has suffered badly over time. Time well spent. I look forward to following up because I had the Milford Township people with me, and as they took on Evergreen here last year, that they have ample desire to learn as much as they can, as fast as they can. So it was time well spent.
Is Evergreen the one that's out by the county home?
Drove past it.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Yeah, it's a used facility, and that's why you have people knowing that now they have the responsibility within their township to manage it in a proper and successful way, that they go from not knowing anything to trying to learn as much as they can, as fast as they can. So we had a city meeting with some agencies in regards to the water issue south of town with the Freevert Cochlear addition, and we think we're making some progress. It'll be a tough slug, but we think that that might just be able to come online, which would be great because that's 66 homes in whatever configuration that could be allowed here in the town. I suspect that it would be a well-used facility quickly. What else did I have written down here? I just did this quick. And I don't think that anything that would after that. Two quadrant meetings to come, and it's just like we find ourselves rolling through some economic development opportunities in the county, as you find that in each community that they have their own story and their own approach, but we are I've been supportive and responsive and look forward to doing more of that, and I probably will be doing that here shortly.
You know, it just occurred to me that we should note of interest for probably the public, everybody's been paying attention to the fireworks. You know, what has happened. So one of the items we did approve on the consent agenda today was Story County's first fireworks vendor. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, you can go online and take a look at who that is and where they're going to be located. I'm not advocating for or against. I'm just letting you know we approved one.
Nope, so. The legislator gave that to us, and that we'll just have to do. Got anything else?
No, I would move we adjourn.
I would second that. All in favor?
Aye.
We are done. Thank you for coming today, people.